Republican nominating contest of 2024 tonight.
It is dangerously cold here, the kind of cold that hurts after being outside for just a few seconds. The conditions may depress turnout. There's no way to know or even predict, since no one can remember a caucus night with temperatures this insanely low. But those who do intend to caucus say they'll gladly brave the frigid air to take part in a quadrennial tradition that's a part of Hawkeye pride. Going first has been Iowa's thing for half a century.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Officials in Texas are denying claims they barred federal agents from accessing part of the border Friday night, trying to rescue three migrants drowning in the Rio Grande. The Texas Military Department says it looked but did not find anything. Central Command says an anti-ship missile was fired at the destroyer USS Laboon in the Gulf of Aden. A U.S. fighter jet shot it down. This is ABC News.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Bob Haig. Another round of winter weather as a winter storm warning remains in effect until Saturday for most of Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says parts of the Lake Michigan lakefront will be seeing blizzard conditions. Roads remain hazardous with blowing, drifting snow, reducing visibility to a quarter mile in some places. If you don't need to drive anywhere, it is best to stay home. The city and the state he loved bid farewell to Herb Kohl.
He was incredibly devoted to the city of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin.
Lifelong friend and former Brewers owner Bud Selig at the memorial for Kohl at Fiserv Forum. The former U.S. Senator and Milwaukee Bucks owner died December 27th at age 88. A medical marijuana bill may not cross the finish line at the Capitol as Senate Republicans signal they're not on board. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be brutally cold with a wind chill factor from minus 25 to minus 35 today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Today, partly cloudy, but cold, high of zero. The wind west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 12 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and just slightly warmer with a high of 3 above. Need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 below.
Loose. Cut foot loose. Stories and more. Max FM.
Explode.
99.7.
I don't like things that are scary and painful.
Max FM.
Never fall in love again, buddy.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Now, if you're looking to get yourself out of the house, maybe meet some new people, this is a great opportunity. Check out Coffee and Company at the First Presbyterian Church of Reedsburg. They're located on North Park Street. Coffee and Company is going to take place the fourth Thursday of every month at 10 a.m. You can just head over to the church, enjoy a free cup of coffee and a little company and a little chat. No agenda, no expectations. They're also going to be serving some tea just in case you're not a coffee drinker. If you do have questions, you can contact Pastor Lisa at 608-393-2997. Again, that is 608-393-2997.
Like a river that you travel when the There's one day in, the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Going to be brutally cold with a wind chill factor from minus 25 to minus 35 today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Today, partly cloudy, but cold, high of zero. The wind west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 12 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and just slightly warmer with a high of 3 above. Need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 4 below zero.
Little 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend. You're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know the neighborhood. And talk is cheap when the story is good. And the tales grow taller.
some hits.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM, every Monday through Friday morning right here on Max FM. We run down birthdays and anniversaries, of course, the celebrity side of things, and then what we like to call our local celebrities. If you're celebrating or you know somebody who is, make sure you let us know by sending a message to our Facebook page, 99.7 Max FM. Or remember, you can always text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells text line, that number, 355-9970. Max FM.
90s, and more.
Clever. Did you stay up all night writing that?
99.7 Max FM.
in a cocoa sweater.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Caucus day in Iowa, and former President Donald Trump leads in the polls, but ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Des Moines says there is a major unknown, the weather.
It is dangerously cold here, the kind of cold that hurts after being outside for just a few seconds. The conditions may depress turnout. There's no way to know or even predict, since no one can remember a caucus night with temperatures this insanely low. But those who do intend to caucus say they'll gladly brave the frigid air to take part in a quadrennial tradition that's a part of Hawkeye pride. Going first has been Iowa's thing for half a century.
The cold not just affecting Iowa. The utility regulator in Texas is asking customers to conserve energy this morning because of what it calls tight grid conditions. President Biden heads to Philadelphia today for service events as part of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. His campaign says it raised more than $97 million in the final quarter of 2023. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A fire at a commercial facility closed a stretch of Highway 18 in Iowa County on Sunday. The fire